Hey, friend, welcome back to Proof Your Product. Listen, one pattern I've noticed time and time again after working with thousands of product brands across lots of different categories is that while our products might be different or our tools and platforms might change, all of our core business foundations and fundamentals are not changing. And that's exactly why I wanted to re-air today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a short clip from the archive, something that I think is worth revisiting because the takeaways still hold true today. Maybe listening will spark an idea or help you take action on a decision that you've been sitting on. Really, the goal here is to help you take your next intentional step in business. That's what I want for you. So if you want to listen to the full episode, you can find those links in the show notes, but enjoy this clip. Let's get into it. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
I just came off a call with my members in my community about the idea of the 80-20. And a lot of what we do is releasing the unimportant to focus on the important. We're not going to be able to do it. Somebody said it was so amazing. We don't want to go an inch in every direction. We want to focus in on the thing that's going to grow us. And we want to do that. So our goal, and I build a system, it's called the focus filter. That's kind of the whole system. But this is the first step of it. Our goal is to have a one single task list that you use, you filter through every day, where you can very quickly in a few minutes understand what is truly urgent and then what is truly important. Because most of the things in there are not going to drive your business forward, and they're not even really urgent today. They're just things that are going to have to wait for another time. And this is the biggest struggle. And also understanding, okay, that's cool, but how do I practically do this, and how do I practically figure this out fast?
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about like lack of focus and kind of getting that clarity around what to accomplish when and how, but sometimes that's not the issue. Sometimes we know what we need to do, and it's just a matter of actually being motivated enough to do it.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for people that, again, they know what needs to be done, but they're feeling underwhelmed or even overwhelmed? Maybe it's either spectrum.
Yeah.
Or they're just not feeling motivated to start the task at hand.
This is a great question. And, you know, I think a lot of times this is the inevitable next question, because that is the biggest next struggle that we have is like, I know I have to do it, but I don't want to do it. It's too boring. It's too confusing. The last time I did it, someone yelled at me. I don't want to do it. And so when we're talking about that, this is where the research comes in. So the stuff I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell it to you in like a fun way, but just know there's research and papers. And if you want to ask me about them, I have like a whole bunch of nerdy stuff that I can show you where this comes from. But essentially what we want to do that's a bit different from somebody who would have a normal brain, if you want to call them normal, we're all just different.
We're all different. Yep.
Yeah, we're all different. So for people who are what we would consider like neurotypical, one of the things that we find is that when they start a task, their brain tends to give them what I would consider to be like a thumbs up. You know, their brain goes, woohoo, you're going to do this task. And yes, it's boring, but at the end of the day, your product's going to be sent out on time. It's going to be made. It's going to be set up for, you know, Christmas. I heard you talk about Valentine's Day in November. I was like, oh my God, all of those kinds of things is going to be set up. And that's going to be amazing. And so again, you give this little feel good boost, if you will. When you have an ADHD brain or a different kind of brain, we don't get that. That's what the research indicates. We don't get that. Our brain just goes, this is boring and I don't want to do it and don't know why you're making me do it. And that is not motivating at all. So we are just less motivated from the jump. So the very first thing I want you to think about and what I work with all of my clients to do is to start by giving yourself some kind of reward. Some of you are going to be like, oh my gosh, this, I didn't know. But you want to give yourself a reward. And so you want to say, okay, let's think about the five senses. What can I, you know, touch, taste, eat, see, smell? When I sit down at my desk, that would give me a little boost that would mimic the boost that people who are neurotypical are already getting. And that will be the first step in my five-step step into focus routine to make it inevitable that you would start something you absolutely don't want to do. And I've seen this happen all the time, and it's amazing. So what would you do? I'm curious, what would your reward be?
I don't know. I was just thinking about this as you were talking, and I was like, I could see, I used to have a humidifier in my office that had really energizing scents that I would use. And so that was kind of, I didn't realize, but yeah, that definitely motivated me for things. I sometimes get my favorite tea, which is a taste thing, right? I have this like spicy cinnamon tea I love. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm already leaning on some of those without realizing it.
Most people are. Like a lot of what I talk about is people say, oh, it's amazing because it doesn't just help me, but it also gives me permission to do what my brain already wanted to do. Like most people do these programs with me and you're not like, fine, it's so boring, but I'll do it anyway. You're like, what?
Well, especially if people are seeing a direct impact, if they're seeing that they're more motivated or that things feel easier to complete. I mean, that in and of itself feels like a reward too, you know?
100%. Yeah. And usually people will start to see shifts in the first 2 weeks because these things can work so fast. It's one of the joys of having this kind of brain. So, you know, an example, I always say layer things. So if you were going to do your example, I would say, let's get a tea. Let's get some nice smells. Let's maybe get you reading an article that you enjoy. You know, just take a minute, sit down, enjoy that, put some music on. And then there's a whole system that I teach about how to dial down your dopamine, how to switch down, add something to for working memory, those kinds of pieces.
I was just going to ask about your dopamine dial approach versus, I think it's dopamine detox that you talked about. Could you share a little bit more about those concepts and tell us more?
Yeah. So I wrote this article and it kind of went a bit crazy on Substack, which was fun. But it's essentially this idea of an answer to the dopamine detox. If you are somebody who've read a lot about dopamine, you'll see there's a lot of discussion about how we're overstimulated and we need to remove all stimulation. And the outcome of a dopamine detox is the same outcome that we want, which is that you get to a place where you're able to focus on something. You know, we want the same thing. But with ADHD, we already are understimulated. And so you might think of yourself as overstimulated, but you're usually only overstimulated in one area, like your phone. So visually or maybe auditorily overstimulated, you're usually not, you know, if you think about all five senses, there's a lot of understimulation happening there as well. So what we want to do is we want to say, okay, let's figure out what level of stimulation you need to go to your desk. So let's start with that. So maybe you say, okay, I really don't want to do this task. So we're putting out all the stops. We're getting the cinnamon tea and the article and we're listening to some music and we're getting the great smells. Like that's kind of the combination that we're doing. Then we want to dial it down a little bit. So we would go, okay, well, let's switch from an article to maybe a podcast or maybe some music. You know, let's see what we can do to dial it down. You know, now the tea's kind of done. Let's switch to some music without lyrics. I can handle that. So we're kind of, I remember one of the commenters who was a therapist said that it's a little bit like you're doing a little bit of that. You're exposing yourself a little bit more and more to that uncomfortable sensation of lower dopamine, but you're doing it at a stage where you feel comfortable at every level. And that allows you to get to a place of focus without feeling, you know, oh, this is too much. I'm going on socials. I can't do it.
Let me sit and scroll. Yep.
Yeah. People often think it's going to take hours. It can take 10, 15 minutes if you know how to do it.
Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes. So definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources to access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.